I clenched my hands into fists of rage. Frenzied thoughts dashed through my head. I was erratic, circling the room like a moth, never landing anywhere, going nowhere. With each despondent tear I shed, I wiped away another with crazed fury. I was shattered, and in between my bouts of grief and distress, I managed to repeat only one phrase over and over. That son of a bitch. The baby cried out, his wail cutting to the heart of me. He was scared, confused. So was I. Even at 3, he knew our lives were about to be turned inside out. When would he be old enough to know about his father? How would I tell him? How would I explain? When is a child old enough to comprehend betrayal? I was a grown woman and I couldn't grasp the concept. I loved this man. I gave him everything. And somehow, it wasn't enough. Adulterer. The word bulldozed past my scrambled thoughts and rattled around, destroying my ego, my sense of being, my will to be alive. Did everyone know? Everyone but me? How long had our friends smiled at me, maintained their kind and gracious hospitality, all the while knowing the truth, all the while thinking what an idiot I must be? The red double doors that led to our once sacred sanctuary burst open.
Simone.
He breathed my name into the air, thick with tension and betrayal.
Simone, darling.
There's nothing you can say that will fix this, René. Not this. His hand gripped my shoulder from behind. I didn't move. Rocking Tristan in my arms, the baby clung to me like wet clothes in a rainstorm.
You have to believe me when I say it meant nothing. She means nothing to me. It was one night. One mistake.